In 2017, the Ohio Department of Health reported that there were 4,162 opioid overdose deaths as recorded on the death certificate in the state. This number makes up 85.7% of the total amount of accidental overdose deaths in Ohio. Ohio is one of the hotspots for the opioid epidemic. Its opioid overdose rates are third in the country, only behind West Virginia and New Hampshire. Lawmakers are beginning to take action in efforts to curb what Health and Human Services recently called a public health crisis. Under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, which was designed to help address and fight the opioid epidemic in our country, Portage County received a grant of $534,750. This was to be distributed to various agencies in the area. The Portage County Mental Health and Recovery Board is one of the agencies that received a part of the grant.
That was us. We were the recipients of the grant. Yeah. Mental Health and Recovery Board is one of 53 boards in Ohio. And it is our job to plan, fund, and monitor the mental health and drug addiction programs and services for the residents of our county. And we do not provide the direct service ourselves. Instead, we fund several different nonprofit agencies in Portage County to provide the services. So it's our job to fund them and to monitor. So, like, we look to see if there are gaps or what the community needs, and then we find somebody to do the services. So we're kind of like the hub of mental health and addiction treatment programs and services for the county.
Karen Kravitz, who we just heard from, is the Director of Community Relations for the Portage County Branch of the Mental Health and Recovery Board. The Mental Health and Recovery Board offers many programs that help addicts. With the grant, the board was able to implement things that they wanted to do but couldn't do before.
Since the opiate epidemic and has gotten so much, you know, headlines, and we have gotten funding for it specifically, so we get, you know, like I said, 70% of our budget comes from local levy dollars, but we do get some funding from the state and the federal government. So some of that is going to recovery housing. So that is for a person who has been struggling with addiction and now is going to treatment and is no longer using. So that's one thing. We've also gotten more money to direct to prevention programs. We've also gotten some funding for what's called peer recovery supporters. And those are people who are in recovery themselves. So that means they have lived experiences with addiction. And they help people who are currently, you know, struggling. They're also kind of like a case, can also be thought of as like a case manager, where maybe they'll drive a person to meetings, help connect them to resources. We were excited to get the funding for that, because that's something we've been wanting to do in our county for quite some time, but never have the funding for it.
The opioid epidemic, though tragic, brought the community together in a way that it hadn't before. Kravitz now sees a change in the way people view any addiction, not just opioids.
It really did bring a lot of our organizations together to work towards that cause of, you know, trying to do anything they can to help. Yeah, I think it'll be good just to see, you know, these programs, you know, a lot of them are new, to see what happens these next, you know, couple years, like the grant money we just got. So the peer supporters and our recovery outreach teams have just really started going these past couple months. So I think it'll be exciting to see, you know, how many people they can help.
And I'm looking forward to that also. Thanks everyone for listening. This is Haley Carlin reporting from Kent, Ohio.